Yes, that line forms on the right page. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie.
Yeah!
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! 202 on the Fan. Mick Monaghan here with you in the overnights. You know what the deal is. I got you for 3 hours till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We got Fliegelman on the other side. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. And you know what? We've got pennant race baseball. I know we want to talk and have been talking about how pitiful Daniel Jones is, and hey, we'll still have that conversation, and whether or not it's time to tank already. I know we got to have a conversation about the Jets still, and whether or not there are nuances to that loss and how you feel about the team. It's become a very black and white conversation. It's either you're an idiot for allowing and excusing a loss to the Niners, or everything is hunky-dory and it's one loss, and there's probably a gray area we got to get to. But you know what? It's getting lost that every night we watch these two teams. Right now it's 16-17 to play. We are in the midst of two pennant races. And every night it's an up and down. We're watching the Orioles. This is the best time of the year. We got the Orioles focusing on them for the New York Yankees to win a division. Obviously, Atlanta and the Mets on a nightly basis battling to get into the postseason. It's scoreboard watching. It's big games. It's a lot of fun. And last night, unfortunately for the New York Mets and Yankees, both, it wasn't that much fun. As both teams lost, the Blue Jays took care of the Mets, and a former New York Met absolutely shut down the New York Yankees. And as you get into these games, right, and for the Yankees specifically, we talk about yesterday was the A lineup. It was the playoff lineup. It's the lineup everybody's been waiting for. It's the lineup we've all been screaming about. It's the lineup that, because it hasn't been there, myself included, we've been screaming about whether it's Jason Dominguez, why are you still playing LeMahieu, all the different things. Rizzo's an injury. Why isn't, you know, we have a million problems with how the Yankees operate. The Mets did some unique stuff in their own lineup last night. But for the Yankees specifically for a second, this team has had a lineup that on many nights we complain about punting, we complain about a million different things on how the Yankees do business. Only a couple days ago, there was no lane for Dominguez. Now there's a lane for Dominguez. Wow, that pisses us off. A million things, but you know what? The bottom line is, last night against the Kansas City Royals and Seth Lugo, they're in the middle of a postseason chase, a division chase, and this perfect lineup got completely shut down by one of the best pitchers in the American League in Seth Lugo. And then you watch Baltimore take care of business, and now it's back to a half a game. The Mets are now tied with Atlanta after Atlanta blew out the Nationals, and we are right in it every single night. And what you're going to learn about postseason and stretch run baseball, what we didn't know about last year. Because last year we were super focused on our football teams. That was it. It was Aaron Rodgers central. It was, what are the Jets going to do with Zach Wilson? That's all we focused on. And the Giants getting demolished by the Cowboys. We didn't have this. And as much as football is here, and as much as football is back, we are in the midst of as good as it gets playoff baseball. But for the New York Yankees and that lineup I've been telling you about, here's the bottom line. And here's what we're going to learn as we have 17 games left and this season hangs in the balance. And for the New York Mets, it's just about getting in, right? And they've been pitching great, and Peterson was bound to have a bad start. But what you're learning is, for me, and what we're going to see down the stretch is, we can scream and yell about Jason Dominguez. And we can scream and yell about lineup construction. And we can scream and yell about DJ LeMay, you can't be on this team. And we can scream and yell about what's best and Gleyber Torres' defense at second base. And there's a million things we can scream and yell about. But the bottom line is, your best players have to perform. And what is your strength has to be your strength. And for both of these teams, but specifically the Yankees last night, we scream and cry about how the Yankees have to be all in. All in! Because they have Juan Soto, and we don't know how long it's going to be. And how many years are you going to allow Judge, the best hitter on the planet, MVP of the American League, as we got the second place MVP playing shortstop for the opponent last night. But how many years can you allow this prime of Aaron Judge to fade into just failure? How many years can you not be all in? How many years can you not put your best foot forward? How many years do you not go out there at the deadline and trade away every prospect? And while those are all valid arguments, and I've been saying the same thing, here's the bottom line. If the New York Yankees are going to win, yeah, sure, I want Jason Dominguez in that lineup. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I wanted Verdugo out of left field. I wanted Wells, who hit the three-run home run the night before, hitting cleanup. I want him in there every night. He's a young kid about to win Rookie of the Year, hopefully, be in the conversation. You don't need to play Trevino every night. I don't care. This is the stretch run. It's time to hit the panic button. It's time to hit the go button. It's time to go. Well, here's the problem. Right now, the strength of the New York Yankees is Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. It always has been, and as long as Soto is here, it always will be. Because no matter what you put around them, it's got to be about them. And if you look at this team that is still, you know, playing much better than when it was terrible in June and early August and July, this lineup is predicated on the success of Mantle and Maris. It is predicated on the success of Ruth and Gehrig. And right now, they're not it. And I know it's hard to get on Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, both having unbelievable seasons. Judge now on pace for 57 home runs. Well, you know what? He hasn't hit a home run in 12 games. You know what? Both of them, over their last 50 at-bats, are hitting 200. You want to look at last night and Seth Lugo and how dominant he was, and he's got 9 different pitches, and he throws the kitchen sink at you, and he kept them off balance, and the manager said after the game that it was probably one of, if not the best pitching performance thrown at the Yankees last night over the course of the season. And absolutely, he was terrific last night, and Lugo is having an incredible year. No doubt about it. And he was great last night. He was pounding the strike zone. And listen, what you're going to get from Stroman, I mean, listen, 5 1/3, 3-4 runs. I mean, that's what Stroman's gonna. I mean, if you get that from Stroman, this team is built on mashing. And last night they had the lineup that everybody says is going to be the lineup. I see it all over. I follow all you dopes, myself included. I'm being kind when I say dopes. It's a loving term. But all you Yankee Twitter dopes, it finally makes me feel like this is the Yankees of old. This is the kind of lineup we have to throw out there. Finally, we have a lineup that's worthy of calling it the New York Yankees. Well, it doesn't work if Judge and Soto aren't the driving force. So we can scream and cry about we should be all in, and we can scream and cry about what this team can look like in the postseason, and how many years can you allow Judge to not have a team around him. Last year, you saw how miserable the team was. 2 years ago, Judge did nothing in the playoffs. Part of getting to the promised land with Judge in his prime is Judge performing. And I'm not going to get on Judge because he's been great and he's got 17 games to get his act together. But there's no doubt he's slumping right now. And no better example than even in this game. 92, 89. 93 mile-an-hour fastballs down the middle. Now, I know he throws everything, but these are pitches Judge doesn't miss. And as you watch this team, if you think they're going to win it, like, and we've been screaming about it all year, and it kind of makes me laugh because in one angle, it's true, of course. You want the best team around them. And, you know, dating back to that Mets series and Severino, they only have 2 good hitters, and it felt like that for a lot of the year. And sure, that's unacceptable, and it's on Brian Cashman. This is not a defense of Brian Cashman show open. Trust me. I'm frustrated with Cashman, frustrated at the deadline, frustrated what he did to the bullpen, although hopefully it's starting to round into shape a little bit, although Mark Leiter is a disaster straight. He's just, he gives up runs every time he's out there. But yeah, Wells has now got the second highest OPS in baseball at the cleanup position. He's making a case to be Rookie of the Year. He's settled that down. Stanton has had his, you know, relatively pretty good season when he's been healthy and only the one IL stint. And he's got an 820 OPS and he's hitting balls hard left and right. Good at bats, fine. The Jazz Chisholm has made an incredible addition, both, you know, athletically and to the offense. And clearly now Dominguez is up, and everybody expects Dominguez just to go nuts and what his athleticism brings you, and the way they can manufacture runs with this lineup a little bit, as well as do all that. We could talk about how the rest of the lineup needs to be great, and it should have been better, and we should have done this. Here's the bottom line. They could surround Aaron Judge and Juan Soto with whatever they want. Gleyber Torres right now has been as good a leadoff hitter as in the sport. Now, he got two of the three hits the Yankees got all evening. This team is not going to be what we want it to be. This team is not going to win in October. This team is not going to be the team that gets them back into the World Series for the first time since 2009 if Judge and Soto don't perform. And now this is a pennant race. Every single game. This is where they're giving updates in the broadcast about, oh, the Red Sox scored a run, three-run Orioles in the fifth inning. Like, this is every night we are watching the other team. Every night we are watching the Atlanta Braves for the Mets. Every night we're scoreboard watching. This is a pennant race. This is to win this division and get a bye in the first round and have an easier route to the World Series. This is what it's about right now. And although we all love Judge and Soto, and I expect them to perform, the bottom line is they need to. And if you look at over their last 50 at bats, they've done relatively nothing. Nothing. And you watch Soto swing through high fastballs. You watch Judge miss pitches in the zone. Judge has it hit in a home run. He went from a 62 home run pace to a 57 home run pace to a 55 home run pace. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily about home runs, but they've got to perform. And as you watch the Mets, you see Pete Alonso, and we've talked about Pete Alonso a lot this year, and the opportunity that you have when you're in a pennant race. The Yankees have the same opportunity. Gleyber Torres, we can scream about Gleyber Torres all year long. If Gleyber Torres is going to have an 860 OPS from here on out, we forget everything about his season earlier. Doesn't mean we have to go give him a contract or want him back, but who cares what he did in April and May if he's going to provide them an excellent leadoff hitter down the stretch? And that's what Pete Alonso has in front of him right now with the New York Mets. And he continues to come up with runners in scoring position and do nothing. Do nothing. And we talk about, I'm big on the strengths of the team have to be the strength. And while I'm impressed with the starting rotation, and we saw what McGill did, stepping up in a spot start, giving you six innings of one-hit baseball last night, and obviously Peterson, although, you know, gave up, you know, five runs in this game and wasn't particularly sharp, got out of a couple jams early. Alonso didn't help in that, getting into a jam in the first inning, but eventually he was going to have a bad start. But the starting pitching's been great, and that's fine. And I've talked about how it's made them a more well-rounded team and a team you could feel more confident in, a team that can beat you in several ways, and that's fine. And that's important. But what's really important is the strength of your team being the strength. And right now, this offense is not their strength. They scored two runs in this game. They move the lineup a little bit. They change it. They throw Winker in the two-hole. They move Nimmo down to five for the first time in a year, hitting outside the top four batters in the lineup. J.D. Martinez down in the lineup. He doesn't get a hit. You got Stewart in there. God knows why. We're still throwing Stewart in there. You got Endia Alvarez playing. You know, Iglesias isn't going to play every single game at his age and what you expect from him. But this offense has still got to be the driving force of the team. Because it's nice that the starting pitching's been this good and the best ERA since June. And, you know, Manaea's been incredible. And, you know, I told you, even spot starts from McGill and Peterson's been crazy. And obviously Severino's pushed past this innings limit where it's no longer a concern. But if you're going to beat the Atlanta Braves, right, and I understand they're 10-12. Not yelling. I can't kill them off of one loss to the Blue Jays. But what we're going to find out here in this playoff push, in this pennant race, is that your best player's got to perform. And your best unit's got to be your best unit, and your strength has got to be your strength. And right now, this Met offense is not their strength. And right now, the middle of this Yankee lineup in Judge and Soto is not helping. And we could talk about all the different things. We could talk about how the Mets and their starting pitching has surprised us. And we could talk about how the rest of this lineup for the Yankees is exactly what we wanted it to be. And Wells has established himself as one of the premier hitting catchers in the league and up for the Rookie of the Year. And we could talk about how Dominguez is here. And we could talk about the stud Vientos is, although he's hitless in his last three games. All of those things are nice and important. And you're going to need every aspect of it if you're going to want to get to where you're going to get. But what the first check mark is for this New York Met team is pound the baseball and score runs. And when you get to the New York Yankees, it's the same, but it's specifically Judge and Soto. And if you look at Aaron Judge, and I've defended him, and we've gotten calls about Aaron Judge, and people have talked about Aaron Judge, part of him getting to the promised land, and part of this Yankee group finally winning a championship, and, you know, ultimately taking advantage of having him and Cole, and this year Juan Soto, part of that is them being Cole, Soto, and Judge. And let's be honest, as a playoff performer, although I think sometimes you get mixed up in the numbers and you could make it seem like he's actually worse than he's been, but he has not been a driving force. We have seen Giancarlo Stanton put this team on his back. We are yet to see Aaron Judge down the stretch of a season put this team on his back. We are yet to see Aaron Judge in the postseason put this team on his back. And while I believe he can do it, he's the best hitter in the world. And maybe it seems foolish to be yelling at 218 on this, you know, September morning about Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. The fact of the matter is they have got to be at their best if this Yankee team is going to do it. And this Met offense has got to be the strength of this team if they're going to beat the Atlanta Braves, overcome possibly the Diamondbacks or the Padres. If they are going to be a playoff team, you need this offense to be the dynamic force of this group, and you need Juan Soto and Judge to be your two best hitters. And for the Yankees specifically, who are clearly in a playoff position and will be playing a playoff series one way or another, we can yell about everything else, and we can scream about Cashman, and we can scream about this lineup, and we can scream about Boone, and we can scream about anything you want. And we like to scream about getting Judge his world championship, which he absolutely deserves. But over this next 3-week period and then into the playoffs, he's got to be the guy he was all year long outside of April. And right now, his last 50 at-bats, they don't look good. Forget the numbers. You watch the games. I watch the games. He's missing pitches he doesn't miss. Now, I know he got a hold of one in Chicago, and that was a weird series and the wind and everything, but he hasn't really driven the baseball. A lot on the ground, a lot of pitches fouled off, a lot of strikeouts. And right now, Juan Soto is in a bit of a slump as well, both of them hitting under 200 in their last 50 at-bats. And so while, yes, Dominguez is up and the Yankees did the right thing, and yes, right now, Birdie's here, and DJ LeMahieu, who's not a part of this team this season, moving into the postseason. And right now, you feel like the Yankees have their best roster. They're playing their best players, and they are as good as they're going to be heading into the postseason. And for the most part, despite, you know, not doing more at the trade deadline, the bullpen, whether it's Cousins or obviously Hamilton back, or what we've seen from Canely and Weaver, bullpen seems like it's rounding into form a little bit, right? And you feel pretty good about Cole, and you feel pretty good about, amazingly enough, you feel fairly good about Rodon. Nestor Cortez seems like he's got a chip on his shoulder, and you expect him to pitch fairly well. Luis Gil may be rounding into shape. He was brilliant his last start. Stuff was back from the injury. Everything seems to be rounding into shape a little bit, despite not winning enough games here and not getting on a real hot streak. You feel a little bit better about the bullpen over the last week. You feel a little bit better about the starting rotation and the offense as a whole and the lineup. You finally feel like they're putting their best foot forward. Enough of the nonsense. Here we go with 16 games to play. And all of that is great, and all of that is true, and all of that makes me feel all tingly inside. The bottom line is Judge and Soto are the force of this team. And we can blame Brian Cashman and we can blame Aaron Boone for the attitude he's cultivated and the loser mentality and all that. None of it means anything if Judge and Soto don't hit. And if you think that's some sort of indictment on the Yankees, I look to you to every other team in baseball, and I will tell you right now, if Freeman, Betts, and Ohtani don't hit, the Dodgers don't win. If Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman and Santander don't hit for the Orioles don't win. There's not a group or a team in this league who can overcome their best players doing nothing. So the bottom line is, as we've opened up this football season and we've yelled about the Jets defense and the Giants quarterback, we are still in the midst of a pennant race. And every night, it's up and down. They win a game, hey, we're up game and a half. I feel good. They lose a game, back to only a half a game. Hey, we're a game clear of the Braves. We're the hottest team in baseball. Oh, Peterson had his first. Are we really going to trust Peterson down the stretch? And this offense has kind of gone cold. And now you're tied with the Braves again. It's a nightly thing, and I love it. I live for it. But the bottom line is, if these two teams want to make it to the promised land, if these two teams want to finish off what they've started, if we want to see both of these teams in the postseason, playing deep into the postseason, it's going to take what they do best being their strength. And for the New York Mets, it's this offense, and it better start to be Pete Alonso. We'll do a little bit more on Pete as we get through the show. And for the New York Yankees specifically, these last 50 at-bats for Judge and Soto can't be the next 50. And they can't be in the playoffs, or it won't matter who's playing left field. And it won't matter Dominguez is here. And it won't matter if Wells catches every game. It won't matter. Because they're built on the middle of the lineup being devastating, being impossible to navigate. And that's what it has to be. Otherwise, they're not going to win. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So a little pennant race baseball. And what makes these teams the teams we believe in? And whether or not those elements are at their best and whether they're going to be at their best over the next 16 games. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We will talk football. We will talk Giants and Jets. We will talk Jets defense. We will talk, of course, Daniel Jones.